children. John was one of the Lord's disciples, and he loved the Lord very much, and the Lord loved him. And the Lord told John that he wanted him to go to an island called Patmos, because the Lord wanted to show him wonderful things there, things in the spiritual world. And so John went to Patmos, and there the Lord opened his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears so he could see and hear the things that are in heaven. And so John heard a great voice behind him, and when he turned around, he saw the Lord. Listen to how the Lord showed himself to John, and also listen to what did the Lord want John to do once he had seen these wonderful things. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in affliction and in the kingdom and patient expectation of Jesus Christ, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I came to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the churches, those in Asia, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, wearing a garment down to the foot, and girded about the breast with a golden belt. And his head and his hairs were white as white wool, like snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if fired in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters, and having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth, and his face was as the sun shines in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and am he who lives and became dead. And behold, I am alive for ages of ages. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which thou sawest are the seven churches. Now we're going to read from the Heavenly Doctrine a little bit about what is meant by the Lord being called here the Son of Man. Having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands signifies the new church, which will be an enlightenment from the Lord out of the Word. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man means the Lord as to the Word, from whom the new church is. It is known from the Word that the Lord called himself the Son of God and also the Son of Man. By the Son of God, he meant himself as to the divine human, and by the Son of Man, he meant himself as to the Word. Now, because the Lord represented himself before John as the Word, therefore, as seen by him, he is called the Son of Man. He represented himself as the Word because the subject is the new church, which is a church from the Word and according to the understanding of the Word. The church is from the Word, and such as its understanding of the Word is, such is the church. As the church is a church from the Lord through the Word, therefore, the Son of Man was seen in the midst of the seven lampstands. In the midst means in the inmost, from which the things are all around, or which are on the outside, derive their essence. Here, their light or intelligence. It is like light and flame in the midst, from which all the circumferences receive their light and heat. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.